AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The search goes on for 150 people still unaccounted for since last Thursday's collapse of a 12-story condo building in Miami-Dade County, Florida. 11 people are known dead. The AP Shelley Adler reports prosecutors are planning to call a grand jury.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says she endorses a grand jury investigation.
I've been in close touch with our state attorney, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, and I am very supportive of the grand jury investigation that she has announced. I have pledged my full cooperation as she moves forward.
The state attorney told the Miami Herald that she would bring the matter before the grand jurors soon to take a look at the case. Criminal charges in such matters are possible. The investigation would examine factors and decisions that led to Thursday's building collapse. I'm Shelley Adler.
The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday. Today, the president traveled to Wisconsin to tout his infrastructure and jobs plan.
The president was confident touring a public transit center in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
I think we're going to get it passed.
Some Republicans have questioned whether it's wise to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill if it's linked to a party line budget reconciliation bill. The president has been promising millions of new jobs.
Not minimum wage jobs, not $15 an hour job, prevailing wage job, good paying jobs, repairing our roads and our bridges.
President Biden says the infrastructure bill isn't just a sum of its parts.
It's a signal to ourselves and to the world that American democracy can come through and deliver for all our people. We can't be united.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he has not yet decided whether he'll support the bipartisan package. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A sluggish but up day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 9. S&P was up 1. The Nasdaq added 47. This is AP News. The blistering northwest heat wave has moved east from the coast, but not until after Seattle, Portland, Oregon, and other areas set record all-time highs. AP science writer Seth Bornstein reports a heat wave was a once-in-a-thousand-year event, made even more brutal by climate change and the nearly 20-year-long drought in the West.
You have a freak condition, freak weather condition that happens maybe once every 1,000 years. You have climate change, you have a drought, and it's all three together that is making it hotter in Oregon than it has ever been in Oklahoma, Texas.
A high of 117 degrees predicted for today in southeastern Washington cities of Richland, Kennewick, and Pasco. Serena Williams withdrew from her first-round match at Wimbledon today after losing her footing and hurting her left leg in the first set of the match against 100th-ranked Alexandra Sasnovich of Belarus. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save.